In this bulletin, French President Emmanuel Macron says Prime Minister Anthony Albanese is not responsible for the scrapped submarine deal as the two leaders meet to reset ties. New South Wales to be pelted with intense rains, triggering warnings of flooding and landslips. And in tennis, Venus Williams marks a triumphant return to Wimbledon. With the latest from the SBS Newsroom, I'm Hannah Kwon. French President Emmanuel Macron says he doesn't want an apology from Prime Minister Anthony Albanese over the handling of a submarine debacle. Mr. Macron says the Australian PM is not responsible for what happened. Prime Minister Albanese has met with his French counterpart in Paris for their first official meeting after Australia scrapped a $90 billion submarine contract last year. Mr. Macron was asked if Mr. Albanese should apologise over the handling of the deal, but the French president indicated the relationship had mended.
The visit, which comes after our telephone conversation a couple of weeks ago, right after your election, and after the moments we spent together on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Madrid, marks the will to rebuild a trust-based relationship between our two countries, and a relationship based on mutual respect, after we both know a difficult phase.
Heavy rains are set to once again batter New South Wales, with multiple weather alerts in place warning of potential flooding and landslips. Intense showers are forecast for metropolitan Sydney, the Illawarra and parts of the Central Tablelands over the weekend with the possibility of flash flooding. The Bureau of Meteorology is warning of 6 hourly rainfall totals of between 80 and 150 millimetres across Saturday and Sunday, with some areas forecast to receive a month's worth of rain over the weekend. At least 21 children have been killed or injured in just a week in an uptick of violence across Ukraine. Emergency Fund Save the Children says 4 children have been killed and a further 17 injured in just 6 days in a tragic escalation of attacks on civilian areas in the country. In the past day, at least 18 people, including children, were reportedly killed and others injured in missile attacks on an apartment building and a resort in Odessa in southern Ukraine. Turning to the United States, and the scene of the migrant tragedy in Texas is becoming a shrine for mourners who demand justice for the deceased as they call for improved US border policies. As the process of identifying all the victims of one of the worst incidents of migrant deaths in the United States continues, a 4th person has been arrested and charged in connection with the alleged human smuggling case that left at least 53 people dead in Texas. One of those arrested was the truck's driver who, if convicted, could face the death penalty. The migrants were inside a tractor trailer that was abandoned in a remote area of San Antonio, where investigators believe temperatures inside the trailer reached 65 degrees Celsius. Activist Carlos Eduardo Espina says nothing is being done to prevent migrants from dying.
I'm so mad because something can be done and something can be. There's enough time to prevent the next migrant from dying. But it seems for the last 100+ years, there's been no interest in doing that. Why? Because those who make the decisions are never going to experience that themselves.
And United Nations conference has warned that measures needed to protect the world's oceans are running late and urged countries to accelerate their implementation. More than 6,000 senior officials, scientists and activists from more than 120 countries attended the 5-day UN Ocean Conference in Lisbon, which was co-hosted by Kenya and Portugal. Speaking at the end of the closing session, Portuguese President Marcelo Rebelo de Sousa says the achievement of consensus was a victory for multilateralism.
We wanted, together with Kenya, to make from this conference, at a time of pandemic and war, a sign of peace. Peace with nature and peace among people. A symbol of multilateralism in the faces of temptation of unilateralism. A moment of mobilization and not of contemplation. And we think, at the bottom of our hearts, that in such a difficult moment lived throughout the world, we did it.
A declaration published on the final day said delegates were deeply alarmed by the global emergency facing the ocean, whose sustainability is critical for the planet. Turning to sport, and Venus Williams is making a triumphant return to Wimbledon, winning the mixed doubles alongside Jamie Murray. The five-time singles champion put retirement rumours to bed with a 6-3, 6-7, 7-3, 6-3 victory over Michael Venus and Alicia Rosolska. The 42-year-old last year bowed out of the Grand Slam tournament early, losing in the second round of the singles. But a surprise wildcard announcement earlier in the week saw the American back on the London lawns and teaming up with Murray, 3 years since their siblings Serena Williams and Andy Murray paired up at Wimbledon. And that is the latest SBS News. I'm Hannah Kwon.